This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. If you have noticed a dramatic drop in the price of gas in Colorado, AAA Colorado spokesperson Skylar McKinley says it's typical for prices to fall during the winter.
We go to bed earlier. We stay inside because it's cold out. We're not planning big road trips.
The average cost in Colorado is $2.84 a gallon, down from $2.95 last week and $3.32 a month ago. The U.S. House is set to vote as early as today to officially authorize an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. House Republicans argue it's the only way to get documents that committees have asked for. Colorado GOP Representative Ken Buck says he understands why it's a necessary step.
I think when the White House sent a letter back saying you haven't had a formal vote, it's kind of like thumbing their nose and you know, all right, we'll vote yes and then we'll get this get these documents.
However, Buck reiterated his belief that there is no current evidence to warrant impeachment. Other Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, also took care to note that a vote for an impeachment inquiry is different from a vote on articles of impeachment. The federal government has picked two Colorado sites as recipients of National Historic Landmark designations. They include Temple Aaron in Trinidad, the oldest continuously operating synagogue in its original location, and Winks Panorama, a historically black resort community in Gilpin County. The two sites join a list of 2,600 other historic landmarks across the country. The designation is awarded by the U.S. Interior Department. It helps support long-term preservation of the buildings. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. In El Paso, Pueblo, Fremont, Crowley, and Otero counties, there is a winter weather warning that is in place till tomorrow at 11 a.m.